You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today's show is about holiday emotions, which we've talked about before, but we're going to take a different approach and give you some more support and help than we've ever given you before. Well, I think that's fantastic. Thank you. Even if you don't have difficulty with holiday celebrations, this show can be valuable for all types of emotional upsets. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, there's a lot of talk at this time of the year about difficult emotions and feelings. Should you just book a vacation? Hey, sounds good to me.
Sorry, guys, we're gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Wait a minute. Should you book a vacation to somewhere warm and not deal with any of it?
You know, that's always an option. And yeah. Frankly, you know, we both today for full disclosure, we're both feeling a little under the weather. We right. don't have COVID, but I think it's probably the flu that's been going around.
Yes.
We've heard a lot of people have had it. And so we're just not quite as perky as we could be. And going someplace warm sounds really good.
Oh, laying in the sun sounds wonderful to me. And our high today here is going to be 50, I think, is what it is. So, you know, just even the thought of laying on the beach somewhere sounds amazing to me.
It does. And sometimes that's a good solution, but we're going to talk about that today. So, So here it is, you know, holiday emotions or difficult emotions can only be helped by identifying the energy and removing it.
And, you know, people don't understand that, Jason.
They don't.
They don't understand that, actually I was working with someone the other day and, it had been a while and we were starting to remove things like fear and unworthiness. And she said to me, oh, I'd forgotten I could do that.
Yeah.
And so
in our programmed world,
yes.
they don't talk about removing the energy.
Not at all.
They'd say, if you do this or you do that. So take that, and I'm just indulging myself here because the idea of going to some sort of warm beach sounds really good.
Does to me too.
So, but if you're struggling with being triggered in the holidays, or just because of a difficult emotional situation,
right.
you're really angry or bitter, or there's some intense feelings of guilt, shame, fear, whatever it is,
and
you go to a beach.
Yes.
You might have some relief for like 3 or 4 or 5 nanoseconds, but
then
those energies are still with you.
Yes. And the guilt and shame shows up and you're like, why did I even spend the money on this? That
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes.
And you know, he's absolutely right about that. But one of the things that we've discovered is that if you're gonna go lay on the beach, spend your money wisely. We'll definitely say it that way, but also start looking at what emotions are weighing on you. My expression is holding you hostage, that kind of thing.
Well, it's a great place to apply the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
But here's our point. Okay.
Okay.
Actions don't work. Avoidance, ignoring, drinking. Mm-hmm. Drinking sounds good to a lot of people, but as soon as the hangover is over, the feelings are back, telling people off. Oh, that sounds really delicious sometimes. Saying your piece, getting even, getting revenge,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't ever change the energy of the problem.
Right.
or the hurt or right. whatever it is yeah. that's you're being triggered by or
right.
you're feeling right now during the holidays.
And I was going to say, and the holidays, they have a way of, I mean, all of us, to my knowledge, or most of us, I'll say it that way. Most of us are actually really triggered by, you have to be, well, how's the first one? Santa knows whether you're naughty or nice.
Yeah.
And I remember my niece, my second niece, actually, I said to her, are you excited for Christmas? And she said, no. And she was like three or four. She said, no. And I said, why? And she said, because I don't want somebody strange coming into my house. I thought that was really incredible.
Well, it's very revealing, you know.
Very much so.
And a lot of these triggers that we're talking about, these difficult emotions,
yes,
come from some form of abuse, sexual abuse or whatever.
Well, and also the programming that says you have to be nice all year or you don't get this.
Right.
Or you can't say anything bad about anyone because it's the holidays, things like that. Yeah. And it, for some reason, it doesn't. It's never rung true with me, but sometimes I'm not very nice about other people.
So here's the thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All those, you know, if you Google it, what can I do about holiday emotions? What can I do about difficult emotional issues? They'll say, well, think this way, do
right.
these things.
Right.
Tell yourself that of this. Mm-hmm. And those
and
things,
don't think about that.
And don't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. This is so obvious. It's almost like I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but it's so obvious. Yet so many people fall prey to it. Is that when you tell yourself "don't be afraid," it doesn't help. If you tell yourself "don't be angry," when that person who just makes you crazy mm-hmm. is right in front of you, it doesn't work.
Right.
The only thing that works mm-hmm. is removing the negative energy. And frankly, energy work using the ecosystem approach is not a fast process.
Right.
And
right.
the reason it's not fast is because if you're listening right now, whether you're 20 or 80 years old,
mm-hmm. Or on the other side of all of that, or in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. You've had many, many, many years of programming.
Yes.
And there's a lot of negative energy in the world today. We mm-hmm. see it. We see energy. It's so obvious to us. So if you're trying to say, tell yourself, don't be afraid.
Right.
You should be able to do this. Well, maybe, but you can't. Most people don't know how to overcome that fear energy.
Exactly.
You know,
actually, we do.
We do with the clearing, but it takes a while. And that's the point.
Exactly. And the other thing is that programming, the last thing we want to do is program ourselves to not be afraid. And then something bad happens and we go, oh, that's no big deal. When it's something you should be taking
which
care
happens
of.
All the time. Too.
Yes, it yes. does. Yes. It
yes.
does.
You know, yes. we have natural emotions. Our emotions, you know, we see that human beings are designed in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's so obvious, but yeah. you could get you could be an MD, you could get, you know, 8 years of college, medical training, all this stuff, but you don't see what we see, which is strange to us.
Right.
Because if you go inside, mm-hmm. It's like firmware. I'm being geeky now.
Okay, wait.
Okay, it's, whatever. Yeah, if you're not a computer person like I am, but it's like the basic code, the foundation of how you're supposed to be.
Right.
And human beings are supposed to use their emotions.
Well,
you know, as they walk through the forest, you
yes.
know,
yes.
With their dragging their woman by the hair in the back, you know. You know, she's never accused me of being Neanderthal, but yeah, you know.
Give me a minute, everybody. But the point that you're trying to make here is that dragging your woman by the hair behind you, that's a form of programming. You're taught from a very young man that it's okay.
Well, but that's not my point.
Okay.
My point is that we're supposed to walk through the forest and be open to our emotions. So like if something's, if there's a dinosaur over there that's going to eat us, we get this feeling.
Correct.
You know, right now, our feelings can't be trusted at all. Yeah. Our feelings are so, we've been suppressing them and suppressing them and suppressing them.
That's programming.
That's programming.
And training.
And training. So when they do come out, they aren't reliable.
Yeah.
So you have nothing.
Yes.
You know, and we're trying to help people restore themselves to the way they were designed.
Right.
So that you can walk through the forest and say, oh, you know, we just watched, it's an old movie, but it was a really good one, Bodyguard, with Kevin Costner.
And Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
So, and there's a scene, unfortunately, is no longer with us.
Yes. And there's a scene in there where this hitman had come into their house in this really remote area. He was in the snow and whatever, and it was dark, and he went after him. Kevin Costner went after him, and he, at some point, he couldn't see. It was foggy, and it was misty, it was snowy.
And that was really, that's, you're making a really good point.
And he used his, he took his gun, and he used his intuition.
He did.
And he just pointed where he could hear and feel.
Yes.
And I thought, I always liked that scene. That's how we're designed. That's natural to human beings.
It is.
We should all have that ability. But because we've been programmed so much, it doesn't work that way. So when there's also a thing is, you know, during the holidays, toxic people can make a bad situation
worse.
Yes. But it's generally not the energy of, it's generally not the people, it's the energy that's attached to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to talk some more about toxic people in the next segment.
Okay.
But you can be triggered during Christmas or anytime by all sorts of things.
Right.
Triggered by family. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You know, this is our busy season because of that.
Yeah.
Triggered by large gatherings, triggered by bad food. I know my daughter, when she was younger, had a boyfriend whose mother was awful cook.
Okay.
And she always got invited to Thanksgiving. She said, no, I don't want to go. You guys have to cook, you know.
Yeah.
I'm triggered by little kids. People don't like some people don't like little kids. Triggered by drunk people. Oh my gosh.
That's, you know, I would say that might be one of the biggest ones of all.
You know, and then during
the memories that you're holding on to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. During the holidays, people feel triggered by the expectation of having to spend money.
Yes.
And that can often put you in a dark place. Loneliness, you can be triggered by.
Big time.
Any holiday expectations.
Correct. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Holiday emotions or difficult emotions can only be helped by identifying the energy and removing it. Actions don't work. Avoidance, ignoring, drinking doesn't help change the energy of the problem or the hurt. Don't blame the triggers or the things that make you feel bad. It's the energy to blame. Remove the energy.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with the energy of your holiday emotions, not suggest actions to take.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about dealing with people who are toxic to you personally. Often a toxic family member has the worst behavior behind closed doors. What do you do when the toxic person is liked and respected, but to you, they are so toxic? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, a humble awakening of the heart. Join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and adds meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about dealing with people who are toxic to you personally. Often a toxic family member has the worst behavior behind closed doors. Boy, isn't that the truth? What do you do when the toxic person is liked and respected, but to you, they are, well, very toxic and you don't want to be around them? We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, you know, over the years, questions about dealing with toxic people has been one of the most common request.
Yeah.
And you know, people, how do I deal with this? How do I, that kind of thing. How do we approach dealing with toxic people? And by the way, yelling, screaming, and kicking them, I guarantee you, is not the answer.
Well, and I want to dispel the misconception and the false belief that there's some sort of formula.
There's
a certain words that you can say or use, or there's some type of thing you can do that will magically overcome toxic people. No, you have to think in terms of energy, and people say, well, you know, what do I say to this person when they blah, blah, blah,
okay.
You know? Well, it's the implication is that if you said the right things.
Oh, then everything would be okay. And that toxic person would listen to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we all know.
And if you have a toxic person in your life, they are saying to you constantly, not me. If you didn't tell me the right way, or I didn't hear you because it was, you didn't articulate it the right way, or you did something wrong, that is so common.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and we have to say this, we're going to talk about this. This is really important, but dealing with toxic people is an advanced use of the ecosystem approach, but it can be very effective.
Correct.
And it can sometimes take years. It's sometimes foundational. Mm-hmm. You know, we see so much. We've worked with sexual abuse.
A lot.
And so a lot of times the abuser is still in the picture.
In the picture and in the family, connected to the family, that kind of thing.
Often the energy, even if the abuser's gone, the energy is still there.
Because what happens is, and this is important to understand, that when the toxic person, we're talking about sexual abuse right now, but what they do is they take their toxic energy that they're holding on to for whatever reason, and everybody is different, and they're laying it on, they're throwing it, they're using it to abuse somebody else because their pain is so bad that they don't even recognize it. They just think that's just the way it is, and that's how you do it.
Yes. They try and normalize it internally.
Yes, exactly.
Which is an energy,
mm-hmm.
and the way out is with energy work.
Correct.
So The way to deal with and understand toxic people is to understand energy. Mm-hmm. This is not a simple versus good or bad.
Okay.
In other words, that person has bad energy and this person has good energy. It's never that simple. That's way too black and white, way too simplistic.
Right.
It's first about understanding your emotional story and then have an idea about the other person's emotional story.
Correct.
So here it is. I mean, your emotional story is what happened to you as you grew up and how you felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my emotional story, my dad was critical, judgmental.
He was a bully.
And nothing I did was ever good enough.
Right.
And it was, he would always steer me. He said, don't do that. Do this. Don't do that. Do that.
I want you to be this.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to be that.
Yes, exactly. And that's everything I see, even today, is in context of that energy. Now I've been clearing it
since
we started this, and I'm so much different. My personality, my ability to be in the world is so much different. You've seen it.
You're dynamic.
And it's different than when you first met me.
Yes.
There's so many things that are different. But it's have I overcome it? Is the switch flicked and it's no longer a issue for me?
No.
You know,
that's not true.
And you know, it may take me the rest of my life. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna still work on it. I have to do it.
Well, instead of taking one of the things that happens is that most of us take that toxic energy that somebody's throwing at us or putting on us or suggesting this is the right way to be. And what we do is because of our programming and training, and I'm talking of centuries, that says we're not allowed to speak up. We're not allowed to even be offended by it. We're not allowed to even look at it objectively.
Yes. You know, and that's part of the problem because it's never talked about.
Right.
Even when it's talked about, because the energy is there.
Yes.
The talking doesn't necessarily change the energy.
Right.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
Adult children struggle to see their parents as anything but their parents.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
if part of the problem is your parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you see your parents as people, not as parents, you escape the frame of them being the authority and you being the receptor of that authority.
And I would say that that's one of the hardest things there is to do, because your beginning story basically says they know everything, they're going to take care of me, and I'm not allowed to speak up.
When you come out of the womb, it's instinctive.
Yes.
To expect your parents to help you and protect you and not victimize you.
Right.
But that's not the case with so many people.
Yes.
So, and often adult children are legitimately angry and bitter about the way they've been treated as children, but they're not able to see anything but the authority of that parent.
Well, and that was one of the most surprising things that I remember when I first started working with you, was that you basically said, tell me how you feel. Tell me what you think about this situation or that situation. And it was so odd to me that somebody would really even want to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really shocked me. And the other thing that happened is we started clearing things, which was great. And things that had been, I'm going to say, buried or covered up, they started coming out. And they were very surprising to me, but I knew that they were the truth.
Well, it's because you've been programmed all your life to shut up.
Yes.
You know, and these are advanced ideas, but
they
once you know your emotional story, you know the other person's emotional story, you can start to work with that in a way that's objective.
And now, very positive.
Now, if you feel so angry,
yes.
If you're still so angry with that other person, that whether it's a parent, it could be a sibling, you know,
a family friend,
you have to get rid of, you have to get enough, you have to remove enough of that negative energy so you can have at least a little bit of objectivity to start working with it.
And when you start removing that negative energy, the irony is that there's this power that you it's been there all along, but it's been covered up. And the most amazing thing of all is when you start using that power to be objective, it's awesome.
Well, and I want you to tell that story.
Okay.
You told it to me for the first time, you know, in our marriage.
After all these years.
And it's very, very powerful. And I'm going to help you here because it could be a really long story.
We'll try and make it as short as we can. My younger sister, 18 months younger than I, she was mentally disabled. And my mother and father had split up and divorced. And my mother didn't tell us, but she went off to marry another man. And, you know, my mother didn't face things, I would say face on or,
yeah.
you know, directly.
So she left you with some adults.
She left me with some adults. And
you were about, what, how, 12?
I was 10, 11, 12. I don't remember exactly. And I think I was 12. And
but you were the primary caregiver of your younger sister.
I was.
And her biggest problem, physical problem, was she would have seizures
all the time.
And when she had a seizure, you were the one that called the fire department.
That was my job.
That was before 911. So
actually, believe it or not, I dialed 411, and that was interesting. But that's beside the point. Now, here's the point of the story. More than anything, I dialed 911. Actually, one of my nieces, she came in and she said to her mother, "Mama, Bonnie is acting strange." And boy, I got this hit. I've always had intuition. And so I jumped up and I went and I tried to open the door to the room that the kids were playing in. And there was my sister. She was laying face down. She had slid out of her wheelchair and she was laying face down.
So she was seizing.
She was seizing.
And she was in the wheelchair. So she the seizure must have thrown her out of the wheelchair.
She slid.
And she was right in front of the door. So she was laying in front of the door. You couldn't even open it.
And the thing that had happened was, is she ended up face down and I could hear her, excuse me, I know this is a little strange. I could hear her trying to breathe, but she couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And so of course I shoved the door as best I could. And I did all the things that I knew to do. There was a family friend there that she knew how to deal with seizures. And she immediately laid her on her left side, all that. So here's the point of the story. I ran and called the fire department because that's what we always did. And then, of course, they call an ambulance. That was what they did at the time. They didn't know a lot about seizures.
Well, and your mother had left. She didn't leave any instructions with the adults. She didn't tell you what to do.
No,
if this happened, do this. She just left.
She just left.
You know.
And by the way, that was so unlike my mother. And so I want to get to the main part of the story. So ambulance guys come in, and the fire captain was actually standing in the living room, and they said, "What do you want to do with this? Do you want to leave her here?" Or do you want us to take her to the hospital? And the bottom line is that always before, I had always seen my mother say, take her to the hospital. In other words, you know, make sure she's going to live. And by the way, the rule in the house was you don't let your sister die. That was almost the number one rule.
But here's the point, because we need to get to, we're out of time. When your mother came back.
When my mother came back. Thank you, Jason.
When your mother came back, she cornered you when no one else was around.
Correct.
You were 10 or 12 years old and fired on you, yelled at you.
Yes.
For calling the fire department.
Yes.
And apparently there was some sort of insurance thing then that had changed.
And
but she didn't tell you.
She didn't tell me.
There was no instructions with any of the other adults.
No, there wasn't.
There
at
was
all.
No one knew what to do.
Yes.
And she did it. She did it with you by yourself, because if she did in front of those adults that were staying with you,
they would have stood up for me.
Exactly. And because there was no other choice.
Exactly. And so the point that we're trying to get at is that there are people in our lives that have toxic energies, and we have been trained. We have to put up with them. We have to just put up with them. There's nothing we can do about it. And we're saying from the ecosystem approach, that's not true at all. So,
And once you start to use the ecosystem approach, you can take charge of that energy.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk some more about this.
All right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Dealing with toxic people is an advanced use of the ecosystem approach, but can be very effective.
Yes.
Toxic people require knowing your emotional story and then have an idea about the other person's emotional story. Mm-hmm. needing the rest of your family to understand a toxic relationship sets you up to be a victim.
Correct.
We didn't talk a lot about that, but it's a big deal. And the ecosystem approach is designed to help you become advanced to deal with toxic people in your life.
Correct. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what to do when the family rules don't change and create bad holiday emotions for you. They can be cultural rules, family rules, and sometimes those rules are your own. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what to do when the family rules don't change and create bad holiday emotions for you. They can be cultural rules, family rules, and sometimes those rules are your own. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, it's important to have others understand that these are advanced energy processes and require some time. What can people do when your family rules make you the bad guy?
Well, let's go back to your story, because okay. I think it's a really good one. Okay. It's really touched me since you told me about it. Just a couple of days ago.
I know.
And this was a memory that came up because we've been
working on it.
Yeah, removing negative energy.
Right.
You know, it wasn't on the forefront, but it's such a great example, because if you would have started to cry and run out to another room and in front of other people and said,
tore me apart.
Yes. So that was part of the rules.
That's right.
That when she did these things, you couldn't talk about it.
No.
And even today,
exactly.
You know, when we talk about your family, there are these rules of secrecy that are really, really dysfunctional.
Very much so.
And you can't talk about it, but it's really hard to move past those rules.
Yes.
And one of the things that we didn't say in the last segment, and it's part of the people and the rules, okay?
Okay.
Is this idea that not only you can't talk about it, but we've had so many people come to us and say, if only the person, I need this person to see me. I need this person to understand me. I need this person who was toxic to me for all these years to see what they've done to me and see how it's affected me so that I can heal.
I mean, and I would remove revenge right out of the gate.
That is such a setup for the person who's trying to heal.
Yes.
You know, that expectation. Yes. And it's, you know, one of the things, and it sounds like I'm changing the subject. I'm really not.
Okay.
One of the most romantic things you can do with your spouse is to see them.
Yes.
And one of the most affirming things you can do with your spouse or your friends in your life is to see them for who they are and accept who they are.
Yes.
In a way that is uncritical, unjudgmental.
Correct.
But that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And we see that this need to be understood and seen by parents or siblings or people in our life who have been abusive in some way or another, or who have affected us, that for us, it because of our emotional story, it turns into abuse.
Well, exactly. And one of the things I've discovered by using the ecosystem approach, by clearing, like I said, I would first thing I would clear would be revenge. What I've discovered is that when I start removing negative energies and then the layers of negative energies, I don't have the need anymore for my family to see me, because the truth is they're not going to. And instead of being mad and caught up in that and even angry with that person, and they have no idea what you're angry about or hurt by or any of those things, the bottom line is you start removing that negative energy and you gain the power that the Creator gave all of us.
Well,
it's awesome.
Here's the other part of that.
Okay.
And it's kind of obvious, but it needs to be said. People change.
Mm-hmm.
But in our experience, it's usually for the worse, not for the better.
Yeah.
And it's hard for people to understand that someone who had a little bit of negative energy attached to them as a parent growing up, but now 20, 30, 40 years later, there's a lot there. And
because it builds up.
It builds up. And they're so toxic, you can't even go there.
Correct.
That happened to my dad.
Yes.
On one hand, he tempered the way he talked to me in terms of being critical and that sort of thing. On the other hand, that I could see the evil energy was even worse than before. And he became truly, truly evil to me. And although, you know, this is the part of the problem that people have, is that toxic people are not obvious to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So your mother was always held in great high regard by the rest of your family. Because she did all these things and she was doing these nice things, and she treated your sister differently and she treated you. What a setup. What a setup. And then the rule was, we're talking about family rules, but you couldn't talk about it.
Nope.
You can't just put it out there and say, we should talk about this, or we should, how come this happens? How come you treat my sister different than you treat me? Or how come you treat the guy in the family different than you treat the girl in the family? You know, that happened so many times. So not being able to tell the family secrets, if you're trying to say, is the ecosystem approach going to help me tell the family secrets? Not necessarily.
No, but what it will do, it will give you some relief so you can have better clarity about either how to deal with yourself, I should say. It will help you deal with yourself, but it will also help you deal with the situations of the past.
So whether it's family rules, and this is for the third segment, it was about family rules and cultural rules. Like if you're a person of color,
woman.
Yes. There's all sorts of things. LGBTQ, you know,
correct.
It's when you don't fit into society exactly like you should.
Yes.
Maybe you didn't go to a top school. Maybe you didn't get your PhD and everybody else has a PhD where you are. I know this. Maybe you're short, you know, maybe you're.
Excuse me.
maybe you have some sort of funny physical feature.
Sure.
You know, maybe you're handicapped in some way. There's all sorts of rules about and judgment about those things.
Yes.
The way out is using the ecosystem approach, because what happens is, whether it's a toxic person or toxic rules.
Correct.
When you go inside and start clearing away that negative energy.
Correct.
There's a part of you that is becoming solid.
And you get to use that power that you were intended to use all along.
Well, and not only is it solid, yes, and that's where your power comes from, inside.
Exactly.
So when you know who you are, mm-hmm. what you're here to do,
yeah.
then it doesn't matter whether these people approve of you or this person does or
exactly.
not, or treat you in a certain way.
Exactly.
What happens is that you've got it. But more importantly, then you also have the objectivity
mm-hmm.
to see the game and see how it works.
And gain the, I'm going to say, intelligence to see how to deal with it.
Well, and if you've got a toxic parent, for example, and you're required to go to, you know, family gatherings for Thanksgiving, Christmas, that sort of thing, you know, once you see that toxic person in your life from an objective point, and you're not so angry that you want to get revenge or
walk up and kick them.
Yes, yeah. Every time you see them, then you have a chance to manipulate them, uh-huh. start to see what their family, what their emotional story is,
correct.
And how to get them to do what you want, as opposed to they're trying to get you to do what they want,
correct.
That sort of thing.
Correct.
You can do that even with a parent,
mm-hmm.
and switch the power dynamic. It just takes that time,
correct.
To clear away that negative stuff.
Well, and you know what, Jason? Programming never works to overcome the pain of the abuse by the rules
yes.
Of the family and the culture. But by removing the toxic negative energies, what happens is you gain a different perspective and you have great clarity gain great clarity about a situation. And it's awesome. In
yes.
fact, I know this one. Wait, there we go. I know this one for plain fact for me.
Well, and it's not black and white, and often, you know, there's other things to do. We'll talk some more. We're gonna do some clearing in the next segment.
Yes.
Where we're gonna start working on this.
Okay.
And if you get this alarm bell that's going off in your head right now and says, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. this is what I need, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for a free section.
Okay.
You'll be really glad you did.
Okay. And Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Clearing your emotional story helps you overcome family and cultural rules that mm-hmm. victimize you.
Yes.
Removing the energies of hurt, abuse, and pain so you can have authentic confidence to confront the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And programming never works to overcome the pain of abuse of the rules of family and culture.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome negative rules from family and culture by helping you to have true, authentic confidence.
Okay. Real fast, explain to people how to do remove negative energy.
Your posture doesn't matter. You can sit, stand, lay down, walk. You can be standing on your head, doesn't matter. So when we say and to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils, and illusions, or specific emotions, just in your mind's eye and your imagination, gather those things up and then blow them into the processor. You can go to our website and see a picture of that processor.
Correct.
And it's that simple.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to remove pain and hurt of holiday emotions, as well as difficult issues you've had for a long time. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to remove the pain and the hurt of the holiday emotions, as well as, I don't know, difficult issues you've probably had for a long time. Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the root cause of all holiday emotions and difficult issues are energies.
Really important.
So gather up those barriers. Take a mild breath, blow it into a processor trash can if you don't have a processor.
Exactly. So, and next time we're just going to shorten it up a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that actions to cope with holiday emotions do not change the energy. And by the way, these first two clearings are so important.
Yes.
Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate any intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress I have around the holidays. Mm. This is remove that so you can understand what your emotional story is
exactly.
That creates that stress.
Take a breath. And throw it away. And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have that are triggered around the holidays. Take a breath. Easy, easy on yourself. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so you can see that you cannot program yourself out of holiday emotions and difficult issues. You have to change the energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see toxic people that trigger you, but they may not trigger others. It's very confusing. But if somebody triggers you, like if they irritate you in some way, you don't have to yell and scream at them, but take a look at it because it would be really good for you to.
We've had so many people who have been sexually abused that are triggered by that abuser, but they're held in high regard out in public. It is so frustrating.
It really, really is because you don't know what to do with
it. If you're the crazy person and act out, then it's your fault. It's not their fault.
Exactly. Why isn't that the truth? So take a breath, everybody, and blow it out. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that dealing with toxic people in my life, I have to know my emotional story because it'll help you understand why these people trigger you. Take a breath easy and blow it out.
And to eliminate any resentment I have that dealing with toxic people is so hard and the formulas don't work.
Yes.
It's so frustrating.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that some people become toxic as they age, even though they didn't start out that way. And you might want to ask yourself a question, why is that? Well, it's because the negative energy has never been removed. Take a breath. And the best way to remove it, Jason, is what?
The ecosystem approach.
There you go.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that dealing with the toxic family members require that I know their emotional story as well as my own.
Well, and by the way, if they're in your family, I guarantee you at least have five things you know about
them. Yes.
Take a breath. Blow it away. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that dark energy can overwhelm a person so then they become toxic. Take a breath You don't need to be a victim to that toxic energy. Take a breath and blow it away.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that family cultural rules can hurt me if I don't have genuine self-confidence.
Take a breath.
Which comes from the ecosystem approach.
Absolutely. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that genuine self-confidence comes from removing negative energy. And by the way, it's awesome, everybody. So right now, remove those veils and illusions. You don't need them. Throw them away. Now, we didn't talk about this when we started out in this section, but let's activate life force energy.
So just explain how you do that.
Okay. Yeah. It's the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to ask it to turn around, and then we're going to remove any negative energies that are still hanging around. But one of the other things that we're going to do is we're also going to allow that life force energy to go in and heal the spots, the places where the triggers and the negative energies and all of these things that are blocking us from who we actually are. I love that. So follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have hope to eliminate my emotional triggers as I go forward by removing negative energies. Take a nice breath, pull in that life force energy, let it go all the way down your body. You can feel it. You can feel it. It's good. It's good. Stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around. And as you're removing negative energy that's in your body, the next thing I want you to do is ask that life force energy to start healing you in all those spots that have been triggers and very toxic for you. Take a nice breath. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can remove the negative energy that causes difficult issues around the holidays. Yes. And for my whole life.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Pull it in and blow it out. And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on removing dark energies that trigger me around toxic people. In other words, you're not going to change them, but you can change you. I love that. Take a nice breath, pull it in, heal, heal, heal yourself, and blow out any negative energies left over. So, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, have objectivity and power and love for myself and love for others, and have an understanding of someone being toxic, but that you don't have to be a victim to it. Nice and easy. Pull it in and blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Overeating for the holidays.
Huh.
And it's sort of an addition to this.
Yes, it is.
Because typically when there's a toxic person and you're
absolutely,
and you go to whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, what do you do? How do you cope? Yes. That's one way to cope.
Eat and drink. That's what most people do, because that especially the holidays, that is acceptable behavior. But you and I both know it doesn't come from a good place, meaning being acceptable behavior. So we're going to talk more about that next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. So, and I suspect there's some people out there that are just saying the alarm bells are going off. You're getting this feeling in your gut that this is really special, that something here is this is what I need. Mm-hmm. These toxic people in my life.
Yes.
I've been trying to deal with them for so long,
right,
and nothing's ever worked.
Okay.
You need to try this. You need to start working with the ecosystem approach. And how do you do that? Two things. First, go to our website,
okay,
theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section, and then listen to our show every week.
Yeah.
The reason we do these shows is because we give you a different perspective on how to work with energy.
Yes.
In many, many different ways. Today we're talking about holiday issues. We've just recently talked about uncertainty and how do you deal with that.
Right.
There's all these issues in the world, and we'll help you with those.
Okay. And what about Facebook, Jason?
Go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. While you're like us, please like us while you're there. And we have all the videos are up there.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.